Dominate conflict. Conflict isn't something to shy away from as a manager, it's an opportunity for personal and professional growth. Many leaders dodge conflict because they fear discomfort. But instead of avoiding it, you can learn to accept conflict and turn it into a positive force for change. Often, we avoid difficult conversations not because we're concerned about hurting others, but because we're afraid of how those conversations will make us feel. We worry about potential defensiveness, hurt feelings, resistance, or losing our temper. By acknowledging and confronting these fears, we can begin to manage conflict more effectively. You can boost your courage by tackling disagreements head-on, which helps sharpen your conflict resolution skills. Through this process, you'll learn to handle your emotions better. As a leader, this effort will enhance relationships and results across the organization. You'll also strengthen your emotional backbone and leadership abilities. Key to effective management. Rather than seeing conflict as a battle, consider it as a misalignment stemming from different desires and needs. It's not the conflict itself that causes issues, but rather how it's handled. Mismanagement, like avoiding or appeasing, worsens problems. Appeasement occurs when managers give in to demands instead of making tough choices, while aggression involves negative behavior like sarcasm or yelling. Managing conflict comes at a high cost to both organizations and individuals. Each year, U.S. companies lose hundreds of billions of dollars due to wasted time alone. Tens of thousands of complaints received by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, poorly handled conflict takes a toll on people's mental and physical health, straining relationships, hindering collaboration, leading to high stress levels, and ultimately lowering productivity. Build conflict resolution skills. Facing conflict can be uncomfortable, especially when dealing with difficult people like colleagues or bosses. However, avoiding conflict only makes things worse in the long run. When conflict isn't handled well, it can damage relationships. To deal with conflict effectively, leaders need to develop what's called conflict capacity in themselves and their teams. This means being able to stay calm and engage during tough conversations without resorting to avoidance, appeasement, or aggression. A key part of building conflict capacity is being self-aware, knowing, and managing your emotions. It also means being able to recognize and change any unhealthy behavior patterns you might have. Improving your conflict resolution skills requires being able to tolerate discomfort. Guide your team through conflict. As a leader, you have the responsibility to clarify and resolve conflicts. Managers often struggle with confronting conflict because they have dysfunctional identities as leaders. Managers who want to be everyone's friend and value being liked will tend to mismanage conflict. Managers who want to be heroes and allow their people to become dependent on them will also tend to handle conflict poorly. To manage conflict well, you need to understand that you have the power, as well as the responsibility, to resolve conflicts. Aim to become aware of your triggers and your tendency to avoid conflict. Find a mentor who can help you learn how to spot conflict early on and manage it accordingly. Work on your listening and empathy skills so you can build trust and belonging with your team. When faced with a conflict, analyze the situation and context. Consider what you want to stop, what you want to see happen, and how the conflict affects the organization. Identify your goals and the barriers in your way, like the need for resources or skills. Think about how your values and the organization's values can guide your actions. Having clear objectives and being guided by values helps you make better decisions. With this clarity, confronting conflicts becomes easier. Conflict management. To handle conflicts and tough talks well, you need to be emotionally aware and smart. But beyond that, you also need emotional honesty. Don't blame others for how you feel. Instead, recognize your own negative emotions and share them with others. As a leader, it's crucial to let people know when you're too stressed, angry, or tired to handle things properly. This helps prevent situations you might later regret, like losing your temper or shouting in front of your team. To manage your emotions better, start by observing yourself. Think about the outcomes of your negative reactions and why you want to make a change. Don't worry about losing your authenticity by controlling your emotions. It's better to be authentically responsible, self-aware, and empathetic than authentically angry and childish. As you practice resisting emotional triggers, your brain will form new habits that make it easier over time. By enhancing your emotional honesty, you'll gain more confidence in your instincts and question the stories you create about people's behavior. This leads to better accuracy and understanding. You'll shift your focus towards what you can change rather than what you can't control. Improve difficult conversations. Prepare yourself before tough conversations by scheduling them when you're not too stressed or tired. Take time to get ready and think about the situation and your feelings. Remember, you play a big role in the problem, maybe by not being clear or available. Think about your own beliefs and biases that could affect how you act. Make a plan for each talk, including what you'll say first. Example 1. Set a time to talk with your friend about a disagreement. 2. Think about why the problem might be partly your fault. 3. Plan what you'll say when you start the conversation. To start a conversation without pointing fingers, imagine you're a leader handling discomfort. Stick to your values, trust yourself, and commit to listening. If you've mastered controlling your reactions, you'll hear out others during conflicts without getting defensive or cutting them off. This helps you learn and find solutions together. Transformative leadership. Share your observations instead of speaking for others. For example, don't say, "Everyone's always late." Instead, mention specific instances, like you were 10 minutes late on Tuesday. Focus on the impact of behavior on others and the business. Ask for the other person's viewpoint, listen carefully, and ask questions. Keep the conversation forward-looking, discussing what you hope to see in the future. Let your values and the organization's values guide the resolution. In discussions, don't let the other person sidestep the main points. This shows resistance. Before starting, agree on what topics will be covered. Keep steering the conversation back to your goals. Practice these actions in every tough talk. Each time, pick one skill to improve, like listening, or a trigger to avoid reacting to. Work on it and see how you progress. Pay attention to how you feel afterward, so you can learn from each experience and get better over time. Break down resistance with effective communication. In challenging situations, resistance can come from others, from yourself, and your resistance to their resistance. Signs of resistance include complaining, negativity, blaming, game playing, making excuses, and showing disrespect. Use the acronym SAN, stuck, attached, negative to spot resistance in yourself and others. To help others get unstuck, take risks, start with small steps, identify obstacles, and set deadlines. Assist them in accepting new conditions, facing reality, and moving forward. When faced with negativity, acknowledge concerns briefly. Instead of letting them rely on what they dislike, ask what they want instead. Distractions can come in many forms, like surfing the web or eating, used to dodge decisions or action taking. To overcome resistance, pose questions like, "Would you be willing?" If someone finds a project daunting, ask, "Would you be willing to give it a try if I made it easier?" If they claim they lack time, inquire, "Would you be willing if I reduce the workload by 10 hours a month?" If they cite another's disagreement, probe, "Would you be willing if I secured their approval?" Keep probing until you reach the heart of their concern. Empower employees and promote well-being. Don't assume you understand why people behave the way they do, and avoid trying to change them. Instead, focus on coaching and empowering individuals to make their own choices. Encourage them to take responsibility for their actions and adopt autonomy. To reduce workplace conflict, establish supportive structures that promote well-being. Ensure employees have access to necessities like food, coffee, and privacy, along with flexible work options, breaks, and learning opportunities. Creating a stable environment promotes positive behaviors and sets a good example. Key points. 1. Welcome conflict as a growth opportunity, focusing on resolving rather than avoiding it. 2. Recognize and manage fears surrounding difficult conversations to handle conflicts effectively. 3. Use questions like, "Would you be willing?" to address resistance and uncover core concerns. 4. Cultivate emotional honesty to manage conflicts better and prevent negative outcomes. 5. Prepare for tough conversations by scheduling them wisely and considering personal biases. 6. Empower employees through coaching, autonomy, and supportive workplace structures to reduce conflicts and promote well-being.